Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt der Schwiees, Perik Tess, Mischne Wav. Hamalaket Asavim Lachim. This person gathers from the field moist grass, fresh grass, whether for himself, whether for his behemoth. He can use it until when? Sagt der Mischne, Atshe Yivash Hamasek. Until the ground dries up from the rains of Shemitah. Once the grounds dry up, there's no longer any moist grass available on the field for the chayes. All right, can you help me touch the words here? Doesn't the word musik mean sweet? So what's actually yivash hamusik? You're telling me until the sweet dries up? So the mefarshim explain, it's the moisture that sweetens the peiris. So actually yivash hamusik means that the power that sweetens the peiris is no longer in the ground because it dried up. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, we ha megabev bayovesh. So here we're using the Lashon megabev. It also means collecting, but somehow the way you collect dry grass is different than how you pick the wet grass. So we use the Lashon megabev. So if I take the dry grass into my house, until when can I keep it in my house before I have to do beer? So here there's a different shear. Even though they're both grass, but the Mishnah considers wet and dry grass two different things. Two different meanings. They have different tastes. Some of Farshim explained they're used for different things. So with the dry grass, it's Achetered Revia Shnia, until the second rain of the eighth year. Second rain of the eighth year, what does that mean? Did you learn Masechtas Tainis? Okay, so you know what it is. If you didn't learn, Bez Hashem Yisbrach, you will learn. The rain, the early rains, which is called Yoira, right? Yoira Malkish, that we say by Shmon Esri. The early rains are divided into three periods. It's called Revia because it penetrates into the ground and it makes things grow. During a regular year, the second rains will usually come around Chaf Gimel Marchesh, when it says about Tanura. If you learned Masechtas Tainis, you'll remember there's a Machloikis over there. Rabbi Meir holds it's Zayin Cheshvin. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Yud Zayin Cheshvin. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Chaf Gimel Cheshvin. But either way, this is the big chiddush of our Mishnah. The big chiddush of our Mishnah is that moist and dry grass are considered two separate things. The shear for the moist grass of beer is when the land dries up. The shear for the dry grass is the second rains of the eighth year. Zakt de Mishnah Vayter. Alei konim v'alei gefanim. This person, he's collecting, he's gathering fresh leaves of konim, of reeds. Reeds like the long, thin grass that grows near the water. And he's gathering the fresh, moist leaves of grapevines. To when can you keep them in your house? Atshe yishru me'avia. Until they fall off literally from their father. I mean, it falls off from their branches. Now here's the interesting thing. The chayas, they're going to eat fresh leaves. They're going to eat the leaves of the grapevines, but only off the plant. They won't eat them after they fell to the ground. So the deadline for beer is when they fall off the branch. Rabbi Kiva says, Bekula, in regard to all grasses, the shear is, Acheterid Revi Ashnir, that's the time of beer. The second rains of the eighth year. In other words, Rabbi Kiva says that there is no chilak between wet grass and dry grass. Tanakama holds wet grass has one shear until the land dries, dry grass until the second rains. Rav Akiva says both are until the second rains. We also learned in the Mishnah, the leaves of reeds and the leaves of grapevines. You can keep in your house until they fall off the branches, because that's when the chayas will not eat them anymore.